everybody. I'm Karen Hartglass, and you're listening to It's All About Food. Hope you're having a very happy 11th of December, 2012. And we're in that happy holiday season. It's Hanukkah, and I want to remind you to visit responsibleeatingandliving.com. We have a great food show up for Hanukkah right now. It's my baked potato pancakes, potato latkes. I am so in love with this recipe. And if you haven't had a chance to watch or try them, please do. I just made up a bunch on Sunday, and people were really surprised. They're not fried, and they are really good, with that good traditional flavor. And like I like to say, save the oil for the lamp. Let's conserve energy. We don't need to be drowning our food in barrels of oil, and we really shouldn't be using as much oil and energy as we are doing today. So that's just a little food for thought. And everything can be just as delicious without frying. And it is holiday time, and that means stress. It's supposed to be this happy, good to all human season where we're kind and loving and giving and generous. And is anybody feeling that? All I feel right now is all this stress going around, people running around to stores and concerned about what they're going to be making for all their big holiday parties and what they're going to be eating and all the weight they're going to be gaining. Anyway, I just want to wish you a great holiday season. Keep breathing. And if you're eating this healthy plant-based diet that we're always talking about here every week, then I think you've got a good free pass because you're eating all the right foods. And when holidays come around, you don't really have anything to worry about. All our treats are really, they're treats, and you can indulge from time to time. Okay, now we're going to get sexy, all right? My guest is Chad Sarno. He's a chef, consultant, speaker, and committed plant activist. He has brought his unique culinary style to projects spanning public education at some of the world's premier wellness retreats and culinary expos to the launch of an international boutique restaurant chain from Istanbul to London. He's been a contributing chef to numerous recipe books as well as featured in many national publications. He's been a guest on dozens of morning shows and food-focused programs on television and radio internationally over the years. Through the intersection of clean food and culinary education, Chad continues to share his passion for helping others achieve their health goals, starting in the kitchen. In his most recent project, Chad has teamed up with New York Times best-selling author Chris Carr of Crazy Sexy Diet to write Crazy Sexy Kitchen, 150 plant-empowered recipes to ignite a mouth-watering revolution. And he is currently the senior culinary educator for Whole Foods Market's Healthy Eating Program and resides with his beautiful daughter in Austin, Texas. I am really excited to welcome Chad Sarno to It's All About Food. Hi, Chad.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi. Yes, I can, and thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much for that warm introduction. I would go a little bit more crazy than sexy. How about that? Let's get crazy on the holidays.
Okay, but both is good for me, and it's a good mix in the kitchen, crazy and sexy. You know, we really should let it all hang out and get loose and crazy, and we can do that with plant foods.
I completely agree. You know, with our new book and, you know, Crazy Sexy Kitchen, it actually made the New York Times bestseller list first couple of weeks it was on the market, which we're really excited for. So having a plant-based, you know, vegan book up there on the list is pretty amazing. You know,
yeah. Well, you know, we've had some good presence there as vegans on the New York Times bestseller list. I'm happy to say there always seems to be one there the last year or so. And yeah, let's get a few more up there.
I love it. So exciting. So exciting. So thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about this book, and then we'll talk about some other things that you've been involved with. What does crazy and sexy mean in the kitchen?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I wrote this with Chris Carr. Chris Carr, it's her brand on Crazy Sexy Diet. And she, you know, she started this many years ago, and I've been friends with her for a number of years through a mutual friend and kind of circle. And so we decided to write a book together, which is great. She chose, chose me to be the chef of her program, and we put together some of our all-time favorite recipes, everywhere from, you know, real basic recipes to a little bit more complex, ranging from, you know, very, you know, the raw foods, you know, very simple raw salads and dishes to a little bit more of, the comforter, heavier gourmet dishes. So, you know, whether you're a novice or a beginner, or a chef in the kitchen, I think anybody can get a little bit of inspiration from the book. So, we started working on it last year, and it just materialized very quickly, and we've just gotten wonderful response. So it's a great balance of, like I said, of a number of raw dishes, and all of them, you had mentioned oil in the beginning of the program, all of them can be completely, you know, kind of altered to your personal diet, whether you want to minimize salt or oil in the recipes. And yeah, we just tried to create a recipe book that was very simple and approachable and reached a larger audience. And I think we did that with this book. So
now the first time I discovered you as a chef was during my raw food phase. I was all raw for about 2 years, and I'm now just a regular old vegan. And, but what do you tend to eat, and what got you into the raw scene actually?
Well, I just love clean food, and, you know, I stick to plant-based personally, and, you know, whether it's raw or cooked, and, you know, depending on the day, depending on the weather, and it'll depend on really what I have to eat, and, you know, and seasonality and all that. And, you know, my whole thing was when I was in a raw foods, I was in the raw foods for, you know, a number of years and opening restaurants around that scene for a while, and I just you know, I joined Whole Foods Market in 2009 to head up the healthy eating education program. And one thing that, you know, that I didn't get an opportunity to do over the years was work with a number of great doctors, and I started working with a number of them, being here at Whole Foods as our medical board of advisors. And, you know, I got my blood red. You know, part of one of our programs is offering team members some health and wellness education, as you have the opportunity to look at your biometrics and you know, further discount, further education and all that. So I got my blood red for the first time, my basic biometrics, the cholesterol and all that. And I had been eating a plant-based diet for, you know, 12 years at that time. And, mm-hmm. and my cholesterol was high, mm-hmm. which really blew me away. And my cholesterol was high, my blood pressure was high, and I'm sure that a lot of that contributed from stress in terms of blood pressure, being over in Europe and you know, opening restaurants and running like that. But it kind of opened my eyes up a little bit. And, you know, I was talking to Dr. Esselstein, Dr. Furman, Dr. McDougall, all the, you know, a number of doctors on our board. And, you know, they just said, you know, limit the sugars and cut back on the oils and sodium. And I did that, and within 4 months, my cholesterol plummeted and started eating more cooked food, beans and greens and grains, and you know, going a little bit more macro with my diet, macrobiotic, and just, you know, cleaner, wholer foods, and my cholesterol plummeted, my blood pressure plummeted, and I just witnessed firsthand that I was just eating so many fats, so many sugars, following a 100% raw diet, and, you know, going, you know, and a lot of that I think was based on the cuisine that I was showcasing in the restaurants, was a little bit more gourmet, a little bit more, you know, comforting and concentrated and stuff like that. So it's, you know, at the end of the day, my diet is greens, beans, and grains, you know, really sums it up. And, you know, the occasional, you know, vegan comfort food I love as well. So, but the basis of my diet focus on those three categories now, so.
There's so many things I want to talk about, picking out little things that you just mentioned. But let's talk about health first. And it's a funny thing. Many of us think that we get this free pass when we go vegan, that all of a sudden we're going to be invulnerable to everything. And it's not true. There are healthy diets that are vegan, and there are unhealthy diets, and there are some that are in the middle of the road. You could be eating raw, vegetarian, or even eating some animal products, and it can be healthy or not healthy.
Yep.
And so we're all learning that. That cholesterol thing is a mystery, because I'm somebody that does have higher than desired cholesterol, and some of the vegan doctors have, you know, kind of just shrugged and said, don't worry about it. There's a lot of different things that are connected to it, but I'm definitely somebody who limits oil and sugar and salt and eats tons of greens and minimally processed whole foods. Okay, let's get back to the book. I was at the Whole Foods book signing at Tribeca a few weeks ago when you and Chris Carr were there, and we got to sample a few of the items in the book, and they were all fabulous. And I just wanted to bring up my favorite, which is the kale salad. I always like to say there is nothing that kale can't do.
That's one of my all-time favorite recipes, and it's been a favorite in that book. And you know, we all have those recipes that kind of follow you around over the years, that just kind of are timeless and stick with you and tend to be your staples in the kitchen. That recipe, hands down, I eat at least once a week, and I have for many, many years, and it's my all-time favorite. You know, because a lot of people think that you can only cook it, you know, throw it in soups and stews and are a little bit afraid of raw kale being a little bitter and astringent and all that. So it's nice to showcase a simple salad as such, with just four or five ingredients that can taste as delicious and nourishing for your body as that. So,
well, it was funny because after that event, and having, I think I grabbed maybe two or three sample cups of the kale salad, it wasn't enough for me, and I went right home and made my own giant bowl of kale salad with avocado. I threw in a little onion, and I was very happy.
That's great. So simple, so delicious, right? We have the nice thing about the book, you know, coming right around the holidays, is we have just a ton of holiday recipes. We have some great holiday menus in the back, and don't get me wrong, I mean, our book does have oil and salt and some fruit
that's
sugars.
Okay.
And stuff.
No, that's
there,
okay. That's okay.
It's a nice variation to really focus on, you know, plants being the center of the plate. We have some comforting dishes, some simple light dishes, and some great sample menus in the back. And right around the holidays, we have at least a dozen good holiday sides, and there can be really translated to any table at home. So I think a lot of people will find what they're looking for.
It's funny, in this food scene where we're promoting plant foods, I find more and more we're also careful, because people are saying, oh, you can't have salt, you can't have sugar, you can't have oil. And I don't use oil often, but it's not that I don't ever have it. And I believe for treats and special occasions, and when you want to make it a little more elegant, it's perfectly fine. It's just being aware of what we're using in our food. People very often are not. And as I mentioned, the potato pancake recipe that I'm so excited about at the beginning of the program, that is typically fried in tons of oil, and I really want to get away from that. I don't enjoy eating them, and it doesn't feel good afterwards. So I was really glad when I came up with this recipe, which I actually put in a couple of tablespoons of olive oil. Yeah. It's not without oil, but it's just something to pay attention to. You know, we've read all this press about the Mediterranean diet and about how olive oil is so healthy, and people really the wrong information from that. That doesn't mean we can drown ourselves in oil.
Exactly. Propaganda at its finest. I mean, you look at 95% of the Mediterranean diet is based on whole foods, you know, whole fruits, vegetables, grains, all that, and that little teeny percentage is olive oil and red wine. And what do we run with in terms of the marketing is olive oil and red wine are good for you. You know, they don't look at the whole foods that makes up the diet, you know. So, you know, I think I'm very aligned with that, and I really do think that it's all about just bringing awareness to the food scene and to everyone. I think I'm just like, you know, choosing what you eat carefully and eating real food, you know, avoiding box food and eating as clean as possible and as many plants being, you know, the focus of your dish, you know, no matter what diet that you follow. I mean, plants should be superior in everybody's diet. So
I'm sorry, you gave us another sample at the Whole Foods event that was made with artichokes that was really amazing. And I love the flavor that artichokes have, and there's nothing bad in an artichoke.
Yeah, and what I think that one was, that was one of my favorite crostinis we have. It was just toasted bread, some crostini with some artichoke pesto and some garlicky mushrooms. And I put lots of fresh horseradish on that. That was absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
That's one of my holiday favorite appetizers, so.
That was really good. The microplanes horseradish. Yep, it was good. Yeah.
And one thing that I wanted to also mention, Karen, is, you know, I mean, I started this community with my brother called Wicked Healthy, and it's just it's on Facebook, and it's just really bringing awareness to folks about how simple eating healthy is. And you know, a lot of people are so intimidated by as soon as you start, you know, talking about, you know, eating healthy, people immediately think what they can't have. They don't think of the simplicity and the abundance that they can have out there. You know, I mean, look at, you know, avocados, there's 40 varieties, durian, there's 20 varieties, you know, and the list just, you know, 800 beans out there. And it's just so abundant and so simple. And it's just taking out the mystery of healthy eating, I think, is the main focus of all of us, and just showing people how simple and delicious it can actually be, you know.
We just need better marketing representation. Because the food is fabulous. Everybody who's on this diet loves it. I love my food, and I love it when it's simple and clean, and I like when I give myself a treat from time to time, but I love all of it, and I never feel guilty about what I'm eating. And we just need some better press, and we're getting some. And so a book like yours, This Crazy Sexy Kitchen, and what was it, Wicked Healthy?
Wicked Healthy, yeah.
Yeah, we need to be marketing like this and giving some really hip images to the diet because, hello, it is hip. We look good, we feel good, and as we get older, our performance in many arenas, you know, dare I say sex again when we're talking about Crazy Sexy Kitchen, but, you know, many men, we hear these advertisements all the time for Viagra and Cialis because men can't perform. All they need to do is eat plants.
Yep.
And things will be back up to normal.
You're funny, Carrie.
But, you know, we have to talk about these things and make it crazy, make it sexy, make it wicked, but it's all good.
Yes, I agree. I agree. And it's just making it approachable and making it easy, showing people how absolutely simple it is to highlight veggies in a meal, and highlight plants is the focus of your meal. So we try and do that with all my work that I'm doing across the board, with Wicked Healthy, with the book, with my website, with the all the culinary classes and education that we teach. And I think we're all doing amazing work, and there's so many pioneers out there, and there's so many amazing chefs.
What's going on with you and Whole Foods? What have you been doing for them?
Well, I've been working with Whole Foods Market for about a little over 3 years, almost 4 years now, and I've my role has evolved a lot over the years, and I've fit really well into my role of culinary education. So I'm developing a lot of the culinary education, the plant-based culinary education around our healthy eating program, whether they're educational tools for in stores for healthy eating specialists and demo specialists, or whether they're recipes being developed for prepared foods and perishables, or our website or what. And it's just getting out there and just helping educate, you know, and making it so simple and showing people really the versatility of what plants is all about. You know, I mean, we have such an amazing, robust program here at Whole Foods Market called Health Starts Here. And people can follow our Facebook site and look at Health Starts Here under the Whole Foods Market website as well. And there's just immense amount of information up there. And it's our whole goal as well is just the same thing as we've been talking about all along here, is making it simple, approachable, and delicious, you know. And if it's affordable, if it's simple, and if it's delicious, what else do you need? I mean, those are the three hang-ups and excuses that you hear from people all the time. Oh, it doesn't taste good. It's too expensive. And, oh, it doesn't, it's too difficult. All three of those are the biggest hang-ups that you hear and excuses that people give of why they can't eat a plant-based diet. And we're trying to, demystify that and just, take the mystery out of it and make it simple so everybody can embrace it, you know.
Yeah.
And even if it's small little techniques of I have all these technique videos up on the website on WholeFoodsMarket.com of just, you know, how to simple no oil saute, or how do you braise, or how do you grill, or how do you marinate, and what's the basis of making a smoothie or a veggie burger, and just the simple techniques that I think are long lasting, and that's what's gonna help people sustain a healthier diet.
And it's
healthier lifestyle.
And it's all free.
Exactly.
Those videos that you can watch, and you can learn everything you need to know. Now that is really awesome.
Yeah, I have a huge video section on my website that I've been adding to. I just launched that as well on chadsarno.com, and it's all my videos up there over the years, and whether they're recipes or events or anything like that, so folks can check those out. And there's some great resources out there. I think, the community is growing more and more over the years, and, you know, there are some stellar chefs out there and amazing advocates and experts in this field that, you know, there's no excuse anymore. I mean, there's so much free information out there for people to grasp onto and make it accessible and fit within their lifestyle. So,
you know, the nice thing or the thing that I notice is the chefs that are making all of this wonderful vegan food, look at them. They're slim. They look good. You are an excellent, stunning example. But when we look at most of the chefs today on the Food Network and chefs all around, they don't look healthy, and they're on the plus side. And I think that's important. I really would like to see one of the important factors of delicious food being that it's good for you, because you can make delicious food and not have to pay the price for it.
I completely agree with that, and it's, you know, just investing that little bit of time, and it's even cheaper than eating a processed food diet. A lot of people think, oh, eating healthy is so expensive. Well, if you're shopping and you're eating all processed, if you're converting, if you look at the standard American diet, Karen, I mean, it's over 70% processed food. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's converting and thinking that if they just eat organic, they're eating healthy, and if you're buying just organic 70% processed foods of your diet, it's going to be more expensive. But if you shift that 70% to fresh whole food, you know, shopping the perimeter of the store, whether it's in the produce or the bulk department, I mean, you're paying pennies every meal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's remarkable how cheap beans and grains and greens are. You know? And if that's a staple of your diet, with the occasional treat or what, the affordability of it is amazing.
It's true. You know, Whole Foods gets a bad rap from time to time. People joke and call it whole paycheck. But if you go to Whole Foods and you're buying those simple whole foods, you can really do very well. There are some of those foods that are priced very, very reasonably.
Yeah, I mean, and the company is really focused on value with the 365 brand. So whether it's canned beans or any kind of canned product or packaged product or frozen product, I mean, it's frozen greens and whole grains and, I mean, all of that. I mean, it's just learning how to shop. And I think that's a big challenge for most people is really just taking the steps to educate themselves. To the first step is learning how to shop, you know, how to fill your basket, how do you stretch meals? How do you, you know, make something at the beginning of the week that you can utilize in three or four different applications during your busy work week and meals? And it's just thinking ahead. It's a little bit more planning. It's some self-motivation of going out there and learning the basics of how to shop and what to buy and the basics of cooking, you know, from grains and beans. And, you know, it would blow you away of how many people out there really don't know how to cook whole grains or just beans, you know, just dry beans. And we're seeing this in a lot of classes, and also with the viewing of the videos online. One of the most watched videos on the website is how to steam, which is amazing. And that just shows you.
Yeah.
I mean, we might be, a lot of us may be on the coast and a little bit more progressive cities and all that, and that's kind of shocking. But when you start doing some education and teaching in some of the, you know, inner America and all that, I mean, the diet is very different, you know, and the resources aren't out there as much as they are in more of the progressive cities. So.
Yeah, you know, we joke from time to time about how people don't know how to boil water, but right next to that is steaming, and that's all it is.
Yeah, exactly. It was the most painful video I have ever made in my life without a steam. So, anyways, those are up all on the site.
Well,
yeah, just really exciting things happening in the plant-based world. And again, tons of pioneers, and just hats off to all the pioneers out there and the experts and people pushing their business and just following their heart and knowing they're doing the right thing. And,
I think people are just afraid sometimes to get back into the kitchen. They're so distanced from it
that
you know, if you just thought about how to do things from a just a logical point of view, you could figure most things out. But I think there's this distanced fear that maybe we've even been marketed and manipulated to feel so that we go out and buy things from fast food restaurants, and who knows how subliminal it's been. I don't know.
Well, but, I mean, you spoke about how, you know, I think what people fear the most is herb and spice combining and the basics of basic cooking methods and how to cook grains and beans and just simple items like that. But on my website also, I have, if people sign up for a newsletter, they get an extensive herb and spice combining chart, kind of quick glance guide. And it kind of shows people, you know, everything in each column blends flavor-wise together. And it's just simple tools like that, simple little quick glance charts. And there are so many resources out there that are available at our fingertips. And
One of the first things that I learned from you was making cheese with probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have a couple of those in the book.
Yeah.
And they're not using probiotics in the book, but you obviously can if you're going to culture. And there's some great raw cheese companies out there, like Dr. Cow is one of them out of Brooklyn. And, you know, there's some great examples out there. But we have some that are a little bit quicker of adding acid. It doesn't taste exactly how it would if you're going to culture it, because
mm-hmm.
That tends to intimidate some people with culturing.
Yeah.
But it's they do the trick, you know, and, you know, utilizing cashews and almonds and, you know, some of those concentrated fats to make the base of your cheese are great little alternatives. So,
well, I really think I think this is the beginning of something that we're going to see really bloom, because people love cheese. And
yeah, there's a very close friend of mine is I won't reveal it now because it's not full public, but there's a cheese that's going to be coming out on the market that is going to be, it's a game changer. And it's not the blended cashew itself. It's going to be, it's basically the milk, high fat milk, which is nut based, and cultures and enzymes and cultured and pressed and aged, and it's exactly the same process as cheese making.
Right, why not?
And it's going to be hitting the shelves in the next few months, and it'll definitely be a game changer. So it's very exciting what's in the works.
Right. People won't be able to say, but I need to have my cheese. They can give up dairy and they'll have it all. Very exciting. Just one more question. You have a daughter. How old is she?
I have a daughter. She's 7, Amaya Joy, a little joy in my life. She's 7 years old, and she resides with me here in Austin, Texas. And
what does she like to eat?
She loves her green smoothies. I am so grateful that she loves her green smoothies. I mean, she loves her starches, and mm-hmm. I make her all, you know, the mac and cheese I made her the other night, vegan mac and cheese, and things like that, of course, she loves. But one good thing is she absolutely loves her green smoothies, and she asks for them. Over the years, I've been doing green smoothie demos at all her little schools that she's been going to, or to her classes. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun. And you know, I think it's really important for folks that have kids is get them involved, you know, get them in the kitchen, let them pick veggies out of a garden or pick veggies out of the farmer's market, what looked beautiful, and, you know, get them involved in the kitchen. And it just makes it so simple and so much easier to have them try and to experience, you know, more plant-based foods if their hands are in there and they're choosing themselves. So
I just wanted to wrap up and get back to Crazy Sexy Kitchen. I know that in addition to all of your recipes, there were a number of guest chefs in the book, and I have here in the studio with me for the next part of the show, Chef Fran Costigan, and she's in that book too.
She is, and she, Fran and I go way back. She is an absolute powerhouse pastry chef. And,
hi, Chad.
You know, hi, Fran.
Hi, Chad. It's so
hi,
nice
honey.
To see you.
Look at you. I'm singing your praises, and you're right there. I was trying to be so awesome. Good to be on here with you, Fran. And yeah, she's one of the chefs in the book, and we just have an amazing lineup. And it's just always a pleasure to work with Fran on any project. So,
Chad, thank you for joining me on It's All About Food. All the best with Crazy Sexy Kitchen and all of your wonderful products. And thanks for doing what you're doing for all of us.
Thank you so much, Karen, for having me. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, happy holidays.
Okay, you too.
Okay. That was Chad Sarno, and you can go to his website, chadsarno.com, for all of those wonderful videos he was talking about and a whole lot more. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Chef Fran Costigan to talk about irresistible chocolate vegan desserts. We'll be right back.